Time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Speaking of name, image, and likeness, speed jokes sponsored by Team Hochberg. We're all wearing Team Hochberg shirts, and we have the big giant heads on a stick of David Hochberg. We're raising them up and down in the stands. Bill from Schererville sent us a joke. Rick Storto in Oak Park did too. Don W. in Crystal Lake and Steve in Orland Park. And John Tazinski in Buffalo Grove and Wendy in Broadhead, Wisconsin. We got a joke from Wally in Mount Prospect and Dave Browning of Hammond, Indiana, who signed his note, "One glass short of a full shelf, not photogenic." I don't know what that means. I don't know why you included that, but okay, Dave, we'll make a note of that. And from Bartlett, John Loren sent us a joke. Don Wolf sent one. L.J. Zeller and Rob Hacker and Mark Hoffman and Richard in Northbrook. Here we go. Hey, Dave, while you were gone covering the tournament, I got a good deal on a used but really fancy car, the Rolls Canardly.
A Rolls Canardly?
It rolls down one hill and Canardly make it up the next, Dave. I got a real deal on it. I got a question. Does the 30 minutes of cardio have to be all at once, or can we spread it out over 10 years? My teacher told me not to worry about spelling because in the future there will be autocorrect, and for that, I am eternally grapefruit. Today I'm wearing pink to raise awareness for people who forgot to separate their reds from their whites in the laundry. Hey, Dave, were there any 7-foot dinosaurs?
Nope, they all had 4.
Did you know Peruvian owls always hunt in pairs? They're in cahoots. They're in cahoots. Shut up, John. Hey, Dave, say there were 300 bricks on a truck, and one brick falls off. How many are left?
I don't know. How many?
299, Dave. Come on. My dog is really smart. I asked him what 2 minus 2 was. He said nothing.
And now we go back in time to March of 2020, when it all began, to relive some speed jokes oldies, but goodies.
Man, what a ripoff. I went to an Egyptian seminar. It was a pyramid scheme. Good news on the employment beat, though. They're looking for one-legged servers at IHOP. With that wind we had yesterday, it was so cold. I wore a scarf and a duckway.
What's a duckway?
About 7 pounds. And then this classic. Dave, I went back to my old neighborhood to visit my friends, the Pimple family, but I couldn't remember exactly where they lived. I saw a letter carrier, and I said, "Excuse me, do you have a pimple on your route?" What did he say, Dave?
He said, "No, I've always walked this way."
That's what he said.